Our first presentation is titled Open Source, Changes in Licensing and Landscape by Heather Meeker. And Heather Meeker is no stranger to our conference. She's been speaking here for years. She is the general partner of OCC Capital, a venture capital fund specializing in early stage companies in open source. And she's a law partner at Tech Law Partners. Heather is a prolific writer. She's written books on open source and other areas. She's internationally recognized in open source software and licensing transactions. Without further ado, we welcome Heather Meeker.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. I'm so impressed that everyone's here so early, but it hasn't quite gotten hot yet, right? So I'm so short that you can't even see me around this, so I'll see what I can do here. Okay. Yeah, that would be good. There we go. Okay. Let's turn this way. Cool. So this is an update on what's been going on with open source lately. Now, I know that some of you probably aren't that familiar with open source software, and so please do ask any questions that you ask, because if you have a question, somebody else in the audience also has the same question, probably. I'll leave a little time at the end, particularly if you want to ask about something a little more basic than what I'm going to talk about in my presentation. But this is what's been happening, kind of the hot topics for the last year. And one of the things that we've been seeing for during the last year or two are some changes in licensing policy of open source projects, which have caused a lot of disruption in the community. And as attorneys, whether you're doing compliance for your company or maybe due diligence on transactions, these are things that you have to understand how this works in order to figure out whether problems that you see are really problems or not. So let's get started. Okay, so the big news over the last year really centered around a few different license changes. There were the, and this is a little more than a year, by the way, but there's been a trend that's been going on. So there was the changes to Red Hat's policy on CentOS. I'll explain what that means. There was HashiCorp. Those are two that really got a lot of headlines lately. So we're going to understand how all that stuff works. Okay, and before those two, there was the change by Grafana, and we'll talk about that a little bit too. What I'm trying to do here is take a systemic view of why license changes happen and how you have to react to them. So let's start with the somewhat easier aspect of changes from open to open. So there's open source licensing, which essentially is unrestricted licensing that might impose some conditions on what you do with software. And then there's proprietary licensing, which is usually a limited license, like end user licenses, licenses for numbers of servers, licenses for particular purposes like non-commercial or something like that. So first we're going to talk about what happens when a project changes from one open source license to another. Okay, so sometimes open source projects get their licenses wrong. In other words, when they do their initial release, they choose a license that doesn't really work. They choose this probably because they didn't have any legal advice when doing it in the first place. But then they discover that it's actually causing a lot of problems with the community. And any of you who have done diligence on acquisitions have probably run into the license for something called OpenSSL. OpenSSL is a ubiquitous piece of software that does SSL security, and so it's going to be in almost every due diligence list that you look at. okay? And it's under something that kind of looks like a permissive license, which is like, do whatever you want with the software.